Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. After many years of public education, it seems like most people in the region know that if they feel a long or strong earthquake, then a tsunami may be coming and they need to get to high ground as soon as possible. But what if you're in a boat? Will you feel the earthquake? And if you do, what are you supposed to do? First of all, reports from past events suggest that you will feel a major earthquake when you're on a boat. It may feel like your boat hit something or like your engine or propeller is suddenly out of balance. Once you've detected that a large earthquake has occurred, your response will depend on where you are at the moment. Let's consider four possibilities. First of all, you may be in deep water, which for tsunamis means that you're in at least 30 fathoms or 180 feet of water. If this is the case, then you are safe. Tsunamis can't harm you when you're in a boat in water that is at least 180 feet deep. So that one was pretty easy. Well, you might also be at the dock. If this is the case, then you want to leave your boat and go to high ground on foot. Remember, you only have about 10 minutes until the tsunami might arrive. The good news is that you can get from all the docks in Humboldt Bay to high ground on foot in less than 10 minutes. Okay, there's also the possibility that you are nowhere near your boat when the earthquake happens. For example, you might be at home. 10 minutes is not enough time to go down to your boat, get the engine started, untie, and motor out to 180 feet of water. So never try to rescue your boat when you feel a big or long earthquake. The last situation is the most challenging, which is when you are somewhere in between the dock and deep water. So if you find yourself in this situation, I recommend that you assess whether you can get your boat back to land and then walk to high ground in less than 10 minutes. Notice I did not say get your boat back to the dock. It may be that you have to beach your boat at the nearest point that gives access to high ground. Either way, if you don't think that you can get to high ground in 10 minutes by getting your boat to shore and walking, then try to make it out to deep water. Heading for deep water will give you a better chance of surviving than trying to get to shore, where the timing is such that you're going to end up on the beach when the tsunami arrives. To be clear, there are no guarantees in this situation, but there is some evidence that boats can survive in water that's a little less than 180 feet. So as long as you can get to some kind of deeper water, then you have a chance. On the other hand, if you're at the beach when the tsunami arrives, then you have almost no chance of survival. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.